feed tariff, and they're going, well, where's your certificate to say it's all been signed off? And it's a pain now going back to them trying to get it all signed off so we can get a feeding tariff. And so it's been a complete nightmare. And, you know, the kind of thing, if we hadn't bothered starting, it would have been a lot better. But, you know, we did, and we've got there. So I think it's going to take us a bit longer to pay it back. But, you know, what's done's done, isn't it, all that lot. But anyway, the long and the short of it is that it's, you know, getting someone else back to do it is almost impossible. No one wants to do it. No one's interested in, you know, coming back and doing anything retrospectively, even though we were going to pay them to do it, because they're all too busy doing it. It's a first-time install, so you can't get anyone to do any service work on any of the solar stuff because they just haven't got any, you know, they just haven't got any capacity. They're all probably booked up for the next 6 months putting installs in. So there's certainly a lot going on. G7HMV.
Yeah, Missouri VV. Missouri. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing, they'll take priority for the first installs, because, I mean, a lot of it's funded, isn't it? Underground stuff and whatever. And, you know, servicing is, you know, even though they should keep up with the sort of day-to-day sort of servicing rules and whatever, and the warranties and all that sort of thing. But a lot of companies, you know, they're not interested in any of the servicing side. It's pretty good niche to be in, I suppose, servicing solar installs, because there's some pretty big systems out there, you know, especially when you're sort of working with the DC and the inverters and stuff. I've done a few installs myself. I've commissioned a few installs. I don't do the panels. Let the donkeys do that. But I've done inverter installs and whatever, and commissioning. Not really a lot to it, to be fair. But I'm sort of looking at, I did have an opportunity, you know, to get into wind farms. But the trouble is, it was working away, and do I really want to start going back to working away again? Because I'd be away for quite a long time. I would have had to be travelling as well to the Netherlands and stuff like that and whatever. And I thought to myself, I don't really want to start travelling, you know. But I did have an opportunity with that. Stuff off the North Sea as well. I declined the invitation. I somewhat sort of regret that, you know. I should have actually given it a try, because I wouldn't have lost anything. It would have been sort of a free ticket, really, but, you know. At the end of the day, life will give you what it gives you at the end of the day. Anyway, Matt, on to other things. I've released the source code to that new YSF reflector dashboard. So I know that you run Fusion for your thing. I put it in the group chat. So I don't know who manages all of that, whether it's yourself or Matt or Adam or whatever. But you can have a look at that source and spruce up your dashboard a bit. Because it's pretty old school, that dashboard now, for the YSF reflector. So you might want to sort of upgrade and make it a bit more mobile friendly, shall we say. But that's geared towards the singular reflectors, you know, the YSF reflector and PYSF reflector back to you.
Yeah, okay, no problem. G7HMV. Well, it's actually, I don't know who is it run by? Kind of from Ridge Portline. M1 down in Devon Way somewhere. He runs, I think, GB3EQ or something. So he's written a quite swanky bespoke dash for it, actually. And I'm like, poor old Matt, he gets all these dumb ideas, I come back and basically to this chap, Dom, I said, could he rewrite it? So it basically read back the YSX information, and on the dashboard, obviously it has the it has all the information of who's connected to the dashboard, but across the top it tells you in real time what YSX reflectors are attached as well. So you can see all the YSF reflectors, but across the top of the dash it gives you all the YSX reflectors as well. It's just some harebrained idea. He's a programmer. Harebrained idea I came up with. So he dived all over it and said, what, like this? Sent me a thing. So across the top of the YSF reflector, it displays all the YSX reflectors, YSX repeaters that are connected. So just by looking at the one reflector, you can see you can see what's connected. So anyway, there we are. It's all interesting stuff. But yeah, no, cool. Good to. Good to see. Anyway, works well. Obviously on the freestyle one, and I'll get him to have a look. He's done all sorts of stuff. But yeah, I mean, to be fair, Southern Fusion kind of ticks away, and I don't get very much. Don't hear very much from anyone. One dog's just eating the other dog's food, so I suspect there's going to be a fight going on in a minute. But anyway, we'll see. But yeah, now back to you, Q7 HMV.
Yeah, roger that, Matt. Yeah. Just have a look at it now, actually. Yeah, it's quite nice, that, yeah. Similar sort of theme, isn't it? I don't know what sort of CSS is using on it. But it looks good. Gives quite a bit of information. Well, you see, the thing is, I was intending to do a dashboard for the new PYSF Reflector 3, which is the de facto sort of thing is what everyone's using there. But you see, the thing is, for Freestar, We don't need DGID and all that sort of stuff because we're only one reflector. We're not hosting multiple IDs in the one reflector. I mean, yeah, this is the argument of I could put Chatterbox in there and 116 TGIF and so on and so forth, but they're quite happy running their own reflectors. So we don't really need to run YSF Reflector 3. We can get away with using PYSF reflector, which is just a singular reflector, basically for DGID 0, basically. So I thought, well, I'll just continue using that. I did fix a couple of bugs in the original code base for PYSF reflector the first one. And I've actually done a pull request to the main, the upstream repo for that, but I thought I'll just do the dashboard for that. I've already got a working dashboard. I can just use that and just spruce it up with a bit of Tailwind CSS. So it took me about 5 or 6 hours to do altogether, which ain't too bad for a dash. I'm just going to get this done tonight, now that I've started it. You know what I'm like. Once I start something, I'll literally try and finish it the same blaming day. I shouldn't do that, really, because, going to bed at 2, 3 in the morning, it's not healthy about you.
Roger. Well, we're all the same, aren't we? You start something, you think, well, I'll just do another half an hour on it, and that another half an hour turns into another hour and a half. And you look up and you think, God, it's half past two, and I've just got this little bit to finish, and before you know it, you're done. No, you're up at 8, aren't you, for work, or 7, like 3 hours sleep later or something. sitting there wired for the next day, aren't you? Wondering, like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why do I do this to myself? But, it's easy done. Nice. It's nice to get things done. But as I say, you know, all the, get all the ducks in order, ready for, the new app and stuff. It's funny. My dogs are so funny because, one of them had cancer, so she's got half a jaw, so it takes her ages to eat, bless her. And whenever she goes out and does a run, she likes to eat, but she's always really vocal when she's eating. The other dog's going over, not liking it because he's eating out of his bowl, but he doesn't really want it anyway. He's fed earlier in the day, it's just all dumb. Anyway, she's busy eating, you can probably hear her in the background, but it's a proper mess to eat now, bless her. Can't really blame him with half a jewel. Anyway, there we are. I digress. Yeah, no, it's good. Anyway, yeah, as I say, for Southern England, though, I'd have to do hardly anything with it. So, I mean, as far as all the other networks go, I mean, I know, obviously, you've got all the other stuff. You know, which networks are actually yours or are there elsewhere? I mean, obviously, you've got Freestyle. And, you know, there's, 235 Alive and all those. Like, are they all other people's networks that you help or do or whatever? You know, Chatterbox, I think, is maybe yours. Or is that someone else's as well? I'm not sure. Not really sure. I can't keep track anymore. G7HMV.
I told a short story of it recently. So, Chatterbox was, that was way before Freestyle, way before 2018 when we did Chatterbox when we first started that on TGIF. Chatterbox, basically, we used to chat a lot on Brandmeister 2350. We were on there every night without fail. A big group of us would go on there and we'd have a chat all night long until the cars come in. But then we start getting people going, oh, you shouldn't be going on here, you know. This is a calling channel and so on and so forth. And it just did our heads in. And luckily, TGIF, was just starting out then. They were, you know, on the legacy, so it was the TGIF network, basically. So we started a talk group on there, 2350. And then obviously TGIF went over to TGIF Prime, and we were the first sort of group on there to sort of properly beta test TGIF Prime. That sort of then, we were quite a large group, 2350 Chatterbox. Me and Alan and Tony and a couple of other lads, basically, you know, we're all in it together sort of thing. And then, obviously, when we did Freestyle, I had the capabilities and the expertise to bridge it over to different modes. So that's where Chatterbox came out, really, and 2350 and so on and so forth. And now that's on all the different modes, P25 and XDN. Peanut, all that sort of thing. So I host all that, basically. And then there's 116TGIF, which is Alan G4XTZ's talk group. And I manage most of the multi-mode side of that. There's the 400 Club, which is our local club here in Nottingham, which I host, which is Ticket Pit. And then there's like other things, like I sort of help people that haven't got the sort of knowledge to bridge their thing that they run in into the different modes. So, you know, they've reached out to me basically saying I need some help, you know. And I'm like, well, we've got the infrastructure there. It's not costing us any money to do it. So, I'll all I've got to do, Matt, is just literally do a bit of config and I can bridge stuff over for people onto different networks like TGIF and so on and so forth. And I can manage that for them. It's no issue at all. So there's like a couple of things that we do. There's a GRC, which is Grantham Repeater Group. There's the, what else is there? There's a couple of other groups that we, the Northwest, I think we do Northwest as well. Like, there's